The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you my take on the news for the past week. And thank you, Elizabeth Warren, because you have given us a fun week, a lifetime of mirth in just a few short days. You know, when the campaign was over and Donald Trump won the White House, I was almost sad because I thought, man, we'll never see a campaign like that again. But when he said that we would keep on winning, he didn't only mean we'd keep on winning in the sense of doing good for the country. He meant keep on winning as in enjoying our life, enjoying what is happening on the political landscape. You know, the only possible dark cloud to this is the upcoming midterms because, of course, it's normal that when you get a Republican president that you're going to get a Democrat Congress and vice versa. And so now we have a Republican president, and so now we're waiting for the Democrats to come into power. And, oh my goodness, Nancy Pelosi is going to be Speaker of the House. But, you know, we have a few more weeks to go yet, and who knows, from the way that the Democrats are imploding, maybe there's not going to be a blue wave. They're losing on issue after issue, and it's really amusing to see them have to bend over backwards so hard to spin these stories that come out. And it's also amazing to me to continually see the press help them at every turn. Coming off this incredible Kavanaugh debacle, which the Democrats lost in every way imaginable. Not only did they lose the fight, bring up an 11th hour victim whose story was not credible at all. So just, you know, in a true sense of things that are moral or not moral, that's pretty obviously a really dirty trick. Then, on top of that, they lose the fight. So there were enough votes for Kavanaugh to get confirmed. Then, on top of that, the optics for the Democrats are so bad. And then you've got this crazy mob banging on the door as Kavanaugh is getting confirmed. So their voters are looking so destitute, maybe? I mean, so desperate, so at such a loss for a victory that they're literally banging on the doors. Then, on top of that, the press has came out looking so bad because they defended Blasey Ford with such zeal, and nobody believes her. And then, worst of all, the polls come out and shows that the Democrats have taken it on the chin with the entire debacle, and even the press and all the defenders have to come out and say that the Democrats did take the L on this one. They took a loss, and they came out looking bad. Now, is it possible that they came out looking so bad that the Democrats, that the voters are going to say, oh, man, I need to get out and vote because this was a terrible blow. So I wasn't going to vote before because I knew that it was going to be a blue wave. But I'm so angry about this Kavanaugh thing and losing and looking bad, I'm going to go out and vote. Maybe, you know, that's a possibility. But by every visible metric, at this point, the Democrats lost that fight, no question. Now, hot off the heels of that sideshow, and I wasn't going to use the word side, comes Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas, one of Donald Trump's favorite punching bags. All right, so a while back, Elizabeth Warren lied about being an American Indian, or whatever the term is, okay? An indigenous people, a... I don't know, an Indian, all right? You know what I'm talking about. A Native American, that may be it. It keeps changing, I don't know. But whatever term you want to use, it's obvious that she's not one. So Trump has been hitting her for it. And he announced, you know, in his speeches that should Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, try to run in 2020, that he's going to bring this out in their debate. Okay, so Elizabeth Warren and presumably whatever team she has looked at this and said, man, we need to get this out in the open and we need to do it before the election comes up. So if there's any fallout, you know, we can make this, we can do it earlier. Sooner is better. And she's pretty secure in her, she's up for election this term, but she's ahead by like double digits. I mean, like there's no way she can lose. So dummy Elizabeth Warren takes a DNA test and creates an advertisement that you can see. Now, first of all, let's just give you the, let's just remove the suspense, okay? She's not even remotely a Native American in any way, shape, or form. It came out that she has, her DNA marker came out between, I can't remember, a minuscule amount to another minuscule amount. The number being thrown around is 1/1024th, which means that she had a great, I can't remember, it's like five greats, great, 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 great grandfather, possibly predating the founding of the country, who may have been partially a Native American. She is so little Native American that the majority of Europeans, from what I understand, is more Native American than her. So I'm going to get back to that in just a second, but let's think about this for a second. Elizabeth Warren wants to run in 2020. She's a shoo-in for her Senate race. Why on God's green earth, though, would she come out with this before the midterms happen? The Democrats as a whole, even if she wins, the Democrats as a whole are going to come off looking bad. Now, what I'm thinking is that they figure that if they cleared the air here, this is probably their thinking. If they got this out in the open now, first of all, they figured that they could spin it where she did have an ancestor, and so therefore her claim was true this whole time, okay? And I'm going to talk about why that's not true also, but they figured that the press would probably help them out and, you know, because they're always against Donald Trump, and make her look good. So maybe she figured that it wouldn't hurt the midterm election, because she would be portrayed in a positive light, all right? The next thing is that perhaps the thinking, her thinking was that if she came out with this and then won her Senate seat, which she's going to, then maybe that would be confirmation in a way that she told the truth and that she is, and that the Democrats are, you know, are in the right because she won re-election. So that was probably their thinking. But the reality is that we live in the modern age, and no matter how much the press will spin for a Democrat, the people of the country are now able to use from their home a device called a computer which can reveal the truth to them. Now, the Boston Globe came out with a story proudly proclaiming that Warren had taken this DNA test and that it had improved that she was, in fact, Native American. But when you scroll down to the very, very end of the article, you see how much Native American she is. Furthermore, they were wrong on the math and didn't correct the story until much later, when other news outlets had already picked up their original version. But even if you go by their original numbers, Elizabeth Warren is still no more Native American than the average American, white American, I should say. And if you go by the revised numbers, she is far less Native American than the average white American. As a matter of fact, if you analyze black DNA on the average, a black person has 20% white DNA. So that should really put in perspective how Native American Elizabeth Warren is. She is in like negative territory. But listen to her tell this story with all the conviction of a practiced liar.
My daddy always said he fell head over heels in love with my mother the first time he saw her. But my daddy's parents, the Herrings, were bitterly opposed to their marrying because my mother's family, the Reeds, was part Native American.
Yeah, she has been smoking that peace pipe. Her mother was not allowed to marry because of racism. Now, she actually sits down some of her family members to back up her story, all right? So here's Elizabeth Warren talking to her brother about her in-law's family. And just listen to the wording on this.
But how did Dad Herring feel about Daddy marrying Mother?
Oh, it was not the happiest time, I'm sure. And I think they had a real riot over that.
How did Dad Herring feel about Daddy marrying Mother? She's asking her older brother this. The brother says, oh, it was not the happiest time, I'm sure. I'm sure. So in other words, he doesn't actually know. I think they had a real riot over it. I think they had a real riot over it. So he doesn't even know. So she's like, he's not even giving definitive answers on this. And this is like her backup on her video. Now, also on her video, she has a clip of Donald Trump at one of his speeches where he offered $1 million if Elizabeth Warren could take the test and prove that she's a Native American, or as Trump says, Indian, which is, you know, what a lot of Indians call themselves is Indian. But the clip proves that Trump said he'll give her $1 million if she takes the test and... So you can't just take the test. You have to take the test and it proves that she's an Indian. Okay? That's his quote. The press has spun this BS claiming that Donald Trump says that he never offered her $1 million at all. And they're claiming that he does owe her the $1 million because he made that promise. But what's funny is that they all play that same clip where, I don't know if he said it anywhere else, but as far as that clip goes, he's saying he'll give her the money if she proves she's an Indian and this test proves the reverse. So it just shows you how in the tank for Democrats these news outlets are. And this is probably why she thought she could get away with this. So let's play the Donald Trump clip of him actually saying that.
And we will say, I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
Okay, so that's a clip of Trump, and I took that audio off of Elizabeth Warren's own video. So you figure it's Elizabeth Warren's video. If she's going to use any clip of Trump saying that, she's going to use the most damning one. So I just played that clip, and you couldn't clearly hear Trump say that he'll give $1 million to her favorite charity if she takes the test, the DNA test, and it shows that she's an Indian, which it clearly shows she is not. Here is Jacob Soboroff from NBC News on The Megyn Kelly Show.
I do think, though, that the president got caught in a pickle there. Do you think that the president owes Elizabeth Warren $1 million for her favorite charity?
I don't think he does. I don't think he does, because you know why? If you look back and said, I mean, this is all academic, but if you look back and say, and look what he said, I'll make the donation if you approve that you're an Indian. That's to quote him.
Did
Elizabeth Warren just prove that she's an Indian?
Okay, I know they're talking over each other, but did you hear what that idiot just said? He said that that's Trump trying to weasel his way out of it. What the hell is he talking about? That was what Trump said. Trump says she takes a test and shows that she's an Indian, he'll pay the $1 million. Now he's saying that's him trying to weasel his way out of it. How is his original stipulation trying to weasel his way out of it? That's what the stipulation is. That's what this is all about in the first place. If I say, I'll give you $1 million if you do 10 jumping jacks and turn yourself yellow, then you do the 10 jumping jacks and says, you owe me $1 million. And I say, well, you didn't turn yourself yellow. And you're like, you're just trying to weasel your way out of it.
I do think, though, that the president got caught in a pickle there. Do you think that the president owes Elizabeth Warren $1 million for her favorite chair?
I don't think he does. I don't think he does, because you know why? If you look back and said, I mean, this is all academic, but if you look back and say, and look what he said, I'll make the donation if you approve that you're an Indian. That's to quote him.
Did Elizabeth Warren just prove?
And then you wonder why they get called fake news. Speaking of fake news from NBC, here's the first story I saw after this whole thing broke from them, okay? Here's the headline. Elizabeth Warren releases DNA results indicating she has Native American heritage. Trump, who has said he would donate $1 million to charity if Warren took a DNA test, replied bluntly to the news, "Who cares?" That's their headline. They lie about what he says and makes it look as if she, that it's indicating she has a Native American heritage, making it seem like she's a Native American. Now, if you go through the story, they talk about Trump calling her Pocahontas. They report Warren's DNA test was first reported by the Boston Globe, which obtained news of the results before they were released by the senator. Sure. The test conducted by Stanford University President Carlos Bustamante concludes that there is strong evidence that Warren's DNA sample of primarily European descent also contains Native American ancestry from an ancestor in the sample's pedigree 6 to 10 generations ago. So they say that part. According to the summary, Bustamante concludes with 99% confidence that Warren's DNA sample contains 5 genetic segments spanning 12.3 million DNA bases, which are Native American in origin. So now, I mean, listen to what this is saying. It's making it sound like she is correct about this. The report also details the result of several additional analyses to confirm the presence of Native American ancestry and to estimate the position of an unadmixed Native American ancestor, meaning an ancestor with 100% ancestry assigned to a single population in Warren's family tree. Warren also released a video of the results, and then they give you a little link here. She retraces her roots to Norman, Oklahoma, on the ragged edge of the middle class. The video includes testimony. So now they're summarizing the video. So I keep scrolling down here. The president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say? Warren tells Bustamante on the phone in the video. Yeah, I'll play that for you in just a second. Who cares? The president told reporters. Okay, so they're talking about Elizabeth Warren's test proves that she's got Native American blood. And then it talks about Donald Trump. And it says here, later when asked if he owes Warren an apology, quote, she owes the country an apology. What is the percentage? 1/1,000th? So they print that as a Trump quote, but they're not claiming that. Then continuing down, Warren sought to address the controversy, talks about a speech where she addressed it. Warren has faced repeated attacks in a July at a rally in Montana. He challenged Warren to take a DNA test, and she said he would pay $1 million to her favorite charity if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian. So they actually threw the whole quote in there, so that's cool. And then it continues talking about the speech, but nowhere here does it tell you. This is incredible. Then it has some Twitter tweets. But nowhere here does it say, I'm scrolling down. Yeah, and it just doesn't tell you that she has less Native American in her than the average white American. Does not say that. So isn't that funny? As a matter of fact, they conclude here with a quote from the Boston Globe. Analysis of the documents and interviews with officials involved in her hiring found clear evidence that her claim to Native American ethnicity was never considered in her hiring. So the Boston Globe does this probably phony research of people saying that, was, yeah, she said that she was Native American, but that's not why we hired her. And they conclude their article with that. NBC News. Unbelievable. We can't trust anything these people say. Unreal. Okay. So, let's go ahead and look at the times that Elizabeth Warren lied about her Native American heritage. Okay? She self-identified as a Native American in the Association of American Law School's directory of law professors in every edition printed between 1986 to 1995. After becoming a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, Warren demanded the university change her faculty listed ethnicity from white to Native American. Okay? Warren was identified by Harvard Law as a woman of color. Harvard promoted Warren's hire as expanding their campus diversity by hiring a woman with a minority background onto their faculty. And you can read this. Okay, so to all the people who are claiming, well, Elizabeth Warren never used her, never used this for personal gain, and she only ever claimed that she had an ancestor. She never claimed that she was an American Indian. That's a lie. You ever see a little kid lie, right? And they look like they're telling the truth. And you look at the kid and you know the kid's lying, and they have this complete look of truth on their face. Okay, that's when you spank the hell out of the kid. And then from then on, when they lie, they have this little flinch, right? That's what you're supposed to do to raise somebody properly. Okay, apparently this never happened to Elizabeth Warren. Now imagine that not only is a kid, well, that's not true, because if you watch her lie on video, she blinks tremendously. So maybe actually her mother did raise her properly, despite being an Indian. Now, imagine that everyone in the room knows that the kid is lying, but they still side with the kid. I mean, wouldn't that be, like, creepy? Isn't this weird how people are siding with Elizabeth Warren, or at least were siding with Elizabeth Warren? So we have a glimmer of hope now. The Democrats, seeing how badly they look, at least some of them, seeing how silly and ridiculous they look defending this obvious lie. Oh, I didn't even have a chance to play the clip of her revealing her DNA test.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Warren. Is Dr. Bustamante in, please? The president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
The facts suggest. It's just a suggestion. The facts suggest that Elizabeth Warren is the biggest, fattest liar I've ever seen. Now look, guys, I don't really care about her stupid ancestry, all right? I care about the way that she votes. And next week, I'm going to have a whole thing about economics and how crazy these progressives are. And this new economic theory, it's not that new, it's just a repackaged old economic theory. But when you submit a recipe to a cookbook called Pow Wow Chow, which is about American Indian recipes, you sign it Elizabeth Warren-Cherokee, get rejected by the Cherokee Nation, and then claim that you only said that you had a Cherokee ancestor and never misrepresented yourself. It shows you're a huge liar.